and for allowing the Lord to direct their hearts, their lives, and they're being rooted and grounded in something that they'll stay with them for the rest of their lives. And we certainly need to pray for them tonight. In the book of Psalms, the 68th chapter, is where we'll be reading from tonight for just a few minutes of time. As we stand before you, that God will, you pray that God will just take His word and bless it, and that it would go out and accomplish whereunto He sends it, that it would be words of encouragement for each and every one of us that would help us with today and tomorrow for the days that lie ahead of us. We can't go back and do anything about yesterday, but we certainly can do something about tomorrow if we'll just hold to God's unchanging word. In the book of Psalms, the 68th chapter, if you'd like to stand for the reading of God's word, go with us to verse 19 and verse 20. He says in verse 19, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah." And then in verse 20 says, "He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death." And stop reading there with those two verses. And I've read those two verses in messages past. But tonight I'd like to use it with a different text that's upon my heart. Is that when we look at our lives, how many of you is your life or your lives changing from day to day? And does not the situations or the things that you face change around time from day to day? And one of the things I was thinking about as we was driving over here tonight is that this thought came upon our hearts is that the Lord knows exactly, just not what you need today, but He knows what you're going to need tomorrow, even before tomorrow comes. And He said that the Lord daily loadeth us with benefits. He didn't just give them to us one time and say that's it. But every day the Lord knows what it is that we stand in need of. Because verse 20 says that He knows the issues even from death. And what that phrase means is that He knows not just about today, but He knows and life and death are in His hands. Isn't that something? He knows exactly what we stand in need of each and every day. And I was thinking as we was driving over here tonight and this afternoon, actually, when we this thought come to our minds and our hearts, is that when we look in our days past, and I ask you to look at this from a secular way, but also from a spiritual way as well, that how many of you remember getting your first real job? And you know what I remember and I thought about today, Billy, is that when I got my first job, the thing that I was the most concerned about was how much was I going to make per hour. Because you see, at that time, that was the most important benefit I needed, was I needed a paycheck. And you can see where my thoughts are, is that as we go along life, our needs change. And every need that we have, God's benefits are there to cover it. After I've been working for a while, and I've seen and heard about all the other things that went along with that job, I hadn't been there too long and I found out we got days off with pay. And what a benefit that was. Amen. And then when the kids came along, my thought went, Brother Steve, that my benefit, I needed to have insurance. Not just to cover the delivery, but also to cover the kids. Because when they're growing up, you never know what's going to happen to them. And you need to have that benefit to make sure that they're covered. And then after the kids, I found out, and as we changed jobs and everything, that the time off was important. The vacation time. So then we looked at how much time we could accrue, or how much time did we get for vacation. And when you're young, the most important thing is how much am I making? And maybe if I have insurance or not. But then as you grow older, as some of us, as I look around the congregation tonight do, our mind switches to what's going to happen if I get to retire. I need to make sure that the benefit is there for not just the my job today, but I need to make sure that I have a benefit that when I get ready and able to do so, that I can actually retire. Anybody else thought about moving toward retirement? That'll get some amens for the ones of you that ain't already done it. But that's an important benefit that you get to retire and draw a monthly, however small it might be, but you get to draw something each month from the company. So our benefits, our needs change in our life as we go through different phases of our life. And you've heard me say that often in the last few years in our messages, that our as we go through different phases in our life, our needs change. And it's no different in the spiritual realm, that God knows exactly what we have need of for this day. He's already loaded us with His benefits. See what He said? He said He daily loadeth us with His benefits. He daily gives us His benefits. Whatever it is that we have need of for this day, because we don't even know for ourselves what it is that we need for this day. We go through our routine, Sister Violet, and we think we've got it all figured out and everything's going to go just like clockwork. But there's a song Becky and I listen to every once in a while that she plays for us, and it says something like this in the lyrics, that our lives, our days can change with the ringing of the phone. That we thought that we needed this, but you see, God knows what we have need of. He's not guessing at what is there. And one of the things that I've seen over the years is that many folks who think that they understand and know what benefits they need, that oftentimes those that's looking forward to them and really planning on them, they never get to use those benefits that they was counting on. How many people do we know, Larry, that plan on retiring and they never make it to retirement age? You can't put everything off until retirement, because you may not make it there. We can't put everything off until the kids are grown, because we may not make it to see that day. You can't put it off until this is done or that is done, because you never know what tomorrow holds. But aren't you glad, church, that even though you may not know what tomorrow holds, you know who holds tomorrow in the palm of His hands. And whether we've got it all figured out or not, God knows exactly what it is that we stand in need of. And I thought about this afternoon some of your lives and our lives, how that they have changed. How that we thought we had it all planned out, and how that we thought that everything was going to go according to what we foresaw the future being. But how many of you has your future changed because of circumstances of life that you didn't have no control over whatsoever? There's things in my life that has changed that I had nothing to do with. Things in your life, circumstances in our lives that the devil has brought against your household and mine, and we didn't even see it coming. Amen? If we'd seen it coming, we would have fought against it harder than what we did. We would have put a double hedge around. I think about Jericho. You remember in the Bible says that it was a city, a walled city, and it had three walls round about it. It was fortified. They built those three walls to protect the inhabitants thereof. Oh, if we could just understand and see what tomorrow holds, we'd be building some walls around our lives and around our children's lives, around our family to try to protect them. But you and I cannot see beyond this very moment. I don't even know what's going to happen in the next hour or the next 2 hours. I don't even know if I'm going to get back home tonight, Brother Eli. But God knows exactly what's going to happen, and He's got me preloaded. Did you see that? He's got me preloaded with the benefits that I need for this day. If I need grace, I'll find grace has been given to me for this day. If I need mercy, it's already been given. All I have to do is claim it today. Can I put this in? Just like on the jobs, you and I have, sometimes I have found out afterwards that I had benefits that I didn't know anything at all about them, and therefore I wasn't using them. For a child of God, there's no reason for us not to know about the benefits that God has given to us, and not just know about them, but how many of you enjoy using the benefits that God has given to you every day? Not just the ones He gave me yesterday, and the ones He gave me yesterday He might preload me with the same ones for today, but you see, He knows what I'll face and what you'll face. What benefits I had yesterday may not be good enough for me for today. And what I had today may not get me through tomorrow. But we serve a God who has all things. Whatsoever you have need of, our God has them tonight if you will just call upon Him. And even though our lives change, moment by moment, and the circumstances change, our needs change, God understands it because the Bible says that every step that we walk, He's walked this way before. He's been here. He knows the troubles. He knows the trials that we face. And He is there to give us what we have need of, our benefits for that day and for that time. And every one of us tonight, we ought to be able to rejoice in knowing. And people say, well, how do I get these benefits? In order to enjoy the benefits of where some of you work at, you first of all have to be an employee there. Amen. Amen? I used to think back when General Motors was in Norwood, Becky and I, we were young. And I often thought, if I could just get on there and have the benefits, because I heard them talking about their benefits. And you know what? I was young. You know what the first benefit I thought about? All that money they was making per hour. Right? Because you see, when you don't have a job, that means more to you than any health insurance and vacation and all that other stuff. Just the income means a lot. Amen? You see, well, I thought about that, and I want to use a contrast out real quickly. That's on the natural realm. But in a spiritual realm, before you can enjoy the benefits, all the true benefits of God, you've got to know God. You've got to have Him as your Savior. And I know in times past, I've preached this and I believe this all my heart. By being associated with my family who believed in God, I enjoyed some of their benefits of knowing God. Right? It's no different than Jim when I went to church with people that had good jobs and good benefits. Because I went to church with them, I enjoyed some of their benefits. You say, well, how did you enjoy it? Because it inspired me to want to lift my head and get out of that rut, get out of that valley. Folks, if you hang with losers, you're going to be a loser. But when you start hanging with people that are successful, it gives you a different insight. It gives you a different outlook on life. Because you see, most of us are just down-home country people. Amen? Amen? And you know what? I looked at it and I said, if God can do it for them, surely He can do it for me. And people say, well, Roger, you think an awful lot of yourself. No, I just know that the God we serve is big enough to take care of my brother or sister. He's big enough to take care of me. And I wanted the benefits they had on the natural realm. On the spiritual realm, when I see people enjoying the benefits of God, I get a little jealous. And people say, well, you ought not be a jealous person. When I see somebody enjoying what God has done for them, and before you're too harsh on me, how many of you in times past have seen God load up a brother or sister with benefits, and you look at them and you say, I wish I had some of those benefits. See, you really can't throw a stone at the pastor because you're right there with us. But David said he give us daily. He loadeth us with the benefits, even the God of our salvation. And He is the God of our salvation. Unto Him belongs the issues. Everything from life unto death, God has under control. What you and I can't control, God can. And whatever it is that the adversary brings against us, God can give us the benefits to overcome him. People say, how can I do it? The Lord knows exactly where the weaknesses is of the devil. He knows where your weaknesses are. He knows where your strengths are. And He knows how to take us from this to there. Has He not moved in your life before? One of the ladies I used to work with lost her job right after I did. And she just got a job this past week. And you know what? I rejoice that she was able to get that job, because you know what the Lord did? And she just kept holding out, and we would talk every once in a while. And she says, I'm just trying to be patient and wait upon the Lord. See, sometimes we don't know where the Lord's going to lead us. Sometimes we can get ahead of the Lord and go through things that He don't want us to be involved in. But when we wait upon the Lord and say, God, I need your benefits. I need you to show me. God will show up and He'll make a way for us if we'll just hold on to Him. You know what? Sometimes, and I'll put this in and now I'll move on. Sometimes I think that God just holds out on us just to show us that He is God. And that we can't do it within ourselves. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how much experience you are. If there's not a door that's been opened, you're not going anywhere. But when God opens a door, as He did for Carlene, right? As He did for me. How many of you has God opened a door that you didn't even see that was there? And you know what He does? He does that just to show us that God can make a way for us when we wait upon Him to load us with His benefits. Sometimes it's good for us to go without. Don't get many amens on that. But Brother Rob, what it does when we go without these benefits, you know what it does? It makes us appreciate them more when we get them in our life. And people say, you're starting to sound like my mom or dad, my grandma or grandpa. Granny used to tell us every once in a while, it'd be good for us to go without it every once in a while. It'd be good for you to go without a meal. Then you'd appreciate what I fix. Sometimes I think that's what God says to us. It'd be good for you to try to walk without me. Just to see how good it is to have me beside you. And folks, I'd rather every one of y'all be mad at me than I had for God to be mad at me. Amen. See, all you can do is talk about me. Oh, but God, now He can get you where it hurts at. Because you see, the Lord knows exactly what it would take to get you to realize that you need Him more than you need anything else. And I'll put this in tonight. Now, I'm not going to be too long-winded. We was late getting home. Becky told, we looked at the clock. The time we got home, it was 1:43, if I remember right. And Tiffany was there, and she said, what was wrong? Was Dad long-winded this morning? I always get the blame, Steve. But God's Word is good. It is good. But one of the things I want to point out to you is that in times past, when my benefits didn't meet up to my expectations, I started looking for another job. One that would. Anybody else been there? One that would have the benefits that I needed, not just for myself, but for my family. One that would reward me for where I thought that I was and what I deserved to be at. But you know what I found in God, in Christ Jesus our Lord and Savior, is that I have not had to look for another God since I come in relationship with Him. Because He far exceeds anything that I could ever hope for. Listen to me tonight. How many of you today has God given you benefits that exceed any of your expectations that you could ever have of life? And I say that, and I'm trying to find a closing place tonight, but ever since I've come to know the Lord, and as we preach this morning, you see, as a young Christian, I didn't realize all that God had in store for us. I didn't realize all the benefits that God had. You know that one sitting next to you, this church, our families that's here tonight, this is a benefit that God has given to us. And I take this benefit very seriously. I appreciate God giving me these benefits. And people say, well, how do you appreciate it so much? You let God take one away from us. These are precious benefits tonight that God has given to us. And I look around at all that He has done for us. And not just that, but folks, just the saving of our soul was the greatest benefit that any man, woman, boy, could ever hope for. But look at all He's done since we've been saved. And I've never had to look for another God because He gives me all that I stand in need of. And He daily loads me with the benefits that I stand in need of. Whatever it is I have need of for tomorrow, God will provide it for me. Do I need patience? He'll give it to me. Do I need endurance? Do I need strength? What is it that we have need of? Do I need just somebody to talk to? Anybody else just been at that point in your life or in your day that you have a spouse or you have a friend or you have somebody that you could call and talk to, but you think, no, they just won't understand how I'm feeling and what I'm going through. But has anybody had the benefit of talking to God when nobody else would understand what it is that you want to talk to? And you began to call upon the Lord? Isn't it a benefit to have an ear that is open to your cries? And not only that, but folks, let me tell you, He knows my voice from your voice. He knows my cries from your cries. He knows my needs from your needs, because what I have need of today may not be what you have need of. But if we live long enough, we're all going to share in common needs. If we live long enough. And as we go through this life, every day some of us have similar needs. And God has already given us the benefits. But in closing tonight, if we never use the benefits, shame on us. Shame on us. Becky's back there probably saying amen, because you see, I have a benefit of vacation time. But I hardly ever use it. I have that benefit. But you see, nobody can be blamed for that other than me. And I know she's saying amen. Was she saying it out loud or not? She's saying it. Some of you have benefits in God that you have never exercised. You know you have the benefit of being an heir to the throne of God? Everything that you have need of, God has got it. And you say, well, how do I get hold of it? I like to enjoy some of those benefits by living close to Him and walking close to Him, by praying and seeking His face. God said He would send it to you. He's not a respecter of person. God doesn't love me any more than He loves you. And I'll put this in. In some jobs, they have different tiers of benefits. If you're in this level, you have certain benefits. If you're at this level, you have certain benefits. And if you're up high, you have even better benefits, right? You know what I find with God? He's got the same benefit package for all of us. But it's up to us individually to claim and to use the benefits that He has for us on a daily basis. And shame on us if we don't do it. Shame on you, shame on me. And you say, well, what kind of benefits don't we use every day? Do you talk to God every day? Some of you say amen. You know, that's a benefit. Think about in the garden. Adam and Eve, at the cool of the day, God come every day to spend some time with them. Every day. You and I can have God and His fellowship each and every day if we'll just call upon His name. And if we don't, shame on us. Has anybody else gone through the day and you find yourself and you think back and say, have I thank God for this day? Have I thanked Him for waking me up this morning? Isn't that a benefit? How many of you are going to enjoy the benefit of God waking you up? I appreciate it, Jim, that He woke me up this morning. I appreciate the health and strength to come out today. Not everybody can be here. But He's given us that benefit. Not everybody has the benefit of a church with love and fellowship. There's a bunch out there. But not every church has love and fellowship and unity in it. There's not every Christian that has the benefit of a brother and sister that loves them. You say, well, if they're in church, they ought to be in a church that loves them. Folks, there's some places that you're just another number. You're just another resource to help them to reach their goals. Our goal is to win souls to Jesus Christ. That's our goal. We have benefits that many folks don't have, and some of them that have them don't use them. And we can only blame ourselves if we don't exercise the right to use our benefits. The benefit of just being wherever you're at and the Holy Spirit coming down in communion with you. You're talking about a great benefit now. Let me brag on that one for a minute. Anybody else ever been just in the house or out in the field or maybe cutting the grass or maybe just driving down the road? And you all of a sudden the Holy Spirit just come in with you. Oh, you're talking about a benefit now. I could preach on that one for a couple hours. But when the benefit of the Holy Spirit comes in our life, it doesn't matter what you're going through. Can I get a witness to this? Your problems, the burden just seems to be lifted up. Because you see, no longer are you trying to bear it by yourself. But you've got your partner in it. And He's there to help you by the benefit of the Holy Spirit being there. That your trouble is halved. Your issues. And He gives you a foresight. And sometimes, we've been neglectful about this in times past. The only thing we can see is the problem that's in front of us at that moment. But how many of you have received the benefit of seeing the outcome before you even get there? Some of you say, I don't know if I have that kind of benefit in my life. Folks, when you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He said, I'll go with you. Doesn't matter what you go through, He'll be there for you. And He said, as Larry has said in his tape, I shall be like David at Ziklag. I shall be Lazarus, like Lazarus in the tomb. Doesn't matter where I'm at and what I'm going through, because of the benefits I have in Jesus Christ, I'm going to be the victor in all of this. And you can be. People say, you've got a very positive outlook. No, I've just read the book. I've just read the book. And when you read the book, you find out that there's benefits of just opening up the pages that we have here. I'm glad Gutenberg invented the press so I could have a copy of this, aren't you? Because this copy is very precious to me. Because when I'm worried and when I'm down and out, when I need an answer, I can open this book up and I can find somebody that's been through a worse situation than I have. And if God brought them out, you know what I'm counting on in my benefits? If He did it for them, He's going to do the same thing for me. Because you know why? People again might think, Pastor, you think an awful lot of you. No, I'm a son just like they was. And if He did it for them, He's going to do it for me. Because I wouldn't do one thing for one of my sons and not do it for the other. I'd do it for any one of my children, Checky. And if I would do it, the Bible teaches us that the Father of Heaven is just like unto a father to us. And He said, what father would give, if they ask for a bread, you give them a stone. That's not what God does. God gives us all that we have need of. Tonight, this is a call for you to exercise your benefits. It's a call for us to use the benefits that God has given to us. We have an altar of prayer. Did you know that's a benefit? Not every church has an altar of prayer. It's a benefit that we have. It's a benefit when we have people that can get up and sing a song. Because not everybody can sing a song. And you say, well, if they can carry a tune, they got music, they ought to be able to sing. All that is words. But Brother Ron, when the Holy Spirit comes along, because they know the Lord, that's when words become a true song. I'll use this example, then I'll move on. It's a benefit when somebody who can't carry a tune in a bucket gets blessed to sing a song by the Holy Spirit, and they open up and begin to sing, and it just blesses the whole church. Because you know what? They're not singing it to please us. They're singing it to please God. And that's what we all ought to do. Use the benefits that God has given to us, the talents that God has given to us. I've told Jeff this and several of you others in times past, that there are benefits that God has given some of our people that they're using it for the wrong reason. There are people that are very talented. They're using their talents for the devil instead of for God. That's why when Rachel was playing the fiddle, she didn't call it a fiddle, but when she was playing that, taking regular lessons, I told her she ought to bring it here to the church and play it. We had a group that called us and asked us, said, well, normally when we go and sing somewhere, we have a set of drums. Would it bother you if we brought our drums? I wouldn't mind if they had a trumpet. It doesn't matter to me what. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, go back and read in 150 Psalms, with all things whatsoever that you have, use it for the glory of God. It doesn't matter to me what it is. I see some of these people that God has given them the benefits of talent and they're using it for the devil. And folks, I don't even like that kind of music. But I can still see the talent that God has given to them. So it doesn't matter whether we like it or not. God's given them the talent. But I wish they'd use the talent for God instead of using it for the devil. And people say, well, that means that we'll have trumpets and drums and everything else in our church. If God sends it by our way, we'll use it because it's a benefit. I'd much rather see them using it for God than using it for the devil, wouldn't you? Everything we do, we ought to do it for the glory of God. Use your benefits that it might increase your life and make your life better. You know, companies, and I'm closing, Robin, you and Becky get a song tonight. Companies in the last few years have been taking benefits away. Even the government's been taking benefits away. But one thing I know about God is He never takes away. He just keeps adding to. And folks, when you start enjoying the benefits that God has given to us, you'll find that it will bless you greater than what you could ever think about or imagine in your life. Because it's because we're saved by God's grace that we have all these benefits. All that we have is because we know Him. Because I'm His son, I have benefits that I can use to make my life better. And you know what? I wish I'd found out about some of these benefits when I was younger. And yes, the preachers preach, and yes, the book has always been the book. But we're so caught up in life, Steve. So caught up in the day-to-day routines that we failed to search out what our benefits were and how we could use them to help us. Folks, I don't care what you had need of for today. Tomorrow's going to be different. And whatever it is that you've counted on to get you to this point, tomorrow may change. The ringing of the phone can come. Can somebody see the reality of that song? When I first heard that, I thought, oh my goodness, how true that is. Just one phone call can change your life in such a way that, oh, I don't even like to imagine that call coming. But we all know it's a reality. And I'm not trying to scare you tonight. I'm just trying to preach you the truth. God knows whatever I have need of tomorrow. And I know this, that He has the benefits to take care of me, not just today, but also for tomorrow. And I don't want to preach that He's just a God of benefits for bad things. But He's got benefits for the good days. He's got benefits no matter whether it's sunshine or rain, if we'll just call upon Him to use the benefits that He gives us. Would you stand tonight while they sing a verse of a song of invitation? If you didn't know about these benefits, or if you've been slack in using the benefits that God has provided for you, I invite you to come tonight and ask the Lord for whatever it is that you have need of for this day, and get your life prepared for tomorrow and what tomorrow may bring to you. Just come on home tonight. Yes. He's got more benefits than you and I could use in a lifetime. Yes. He's got a full package for you tonight. Yes. Amen and amen. I pray that you got something from the message tonight. Nothing else to encourage you to use the benefits that's at your disposal. You can be seated in the house of the Lord. You, and I'll close with this while you're getting ready to go in a business meeting real quick. The company that you work for has already paid for those benefits, whether you use them or not. They've already paid for them. So you might as well use them, right? Well, Jesus Christ has already paid for us and our benefits. He paid the full price on Calvary.